Hello and welcome to Jaw Law. I am your host, Joe McGregor, coming to you from Dallas, Texas. Today we have another thrilling episode, this time about family members in the startup process. Before we go there, we've got two housekeeping items. First of all, it really helps us if you get a chance to go to iTunes and give us a rating. Certainly give us the rating you feel we deserve, but obviously the five-star ratings help us get seen by more people, and we do appreciate them. The second item is we want to plug our Practice Launch Seminar Series. 2019, we have a few more seminars coming online. What our seminars are is this really intimate environment. We have anywhere between 10 and 21 people, so we cap these classes off so that there are not too many people. It's a full-day session, or it's kind of a full-day session, because the morning session, we have you talk with industry experts who are there to answer any question that you come up with. It's a question and answer environment. No one's there to sell anything like that. It's just there to make sure that you understand what's involved in either starting a practice de novo or buying a practice, because that's kind of a startup process as well. The second part of our seminar is genuinely a one-on-one opportunity that you have to talk with either a lawyer or a banker or a consultant or whoever we have together. So take a look at our website. This is our law website, so it's McGregorFirm.com, and just follow the links to find our seminar page. Again, the space is limited, so make sure you sign up. We really enjoy doing these seminars with people. Okay, so today's topic, again, we're talking about family members in the startup phase of your practice. Now, I do want to point out that we're not going to talk about the amazingly fun conversation about family members in your business, like a spouse doing the dentistry and then the other spouse is running the front office. That is a conversation for a different day. Fun topic. We'll probably talk about it sometime. But today is more about this feature of the startup process where we see a lot of family members trying to help. Now, most of the times, this is the spouse, but it's not always the spouse. Sometimes it's a father. In fact, we've had a lot of fathers involved, and sometimes it's a sibling. My sister is a lawyer, it's just she wants to help out, or whatever the case may be. And I want to start out by saying that I genuinely want to be careful here, because I do think that having people involved is fine. That's okay. You just have to know how to be involved, and that's what we're going to talk about today. It's mostly that just because they care about you and about your success doesn't mean they're qualified, and you have to understand the role they can play or they should play. So first, let's talk about what can go wrong with a family member. Most of the times when we see problems with family members involved, it comes down to a few things. First of all, they're simply unprepared, or they're not qualified, I guess maybe they would never be prepared. And that kind of starts them behind the eight ball, because not only are they not a dentist and a lot of the jargon and stuff isn't making sense to them, but maybe they're not educated in business or whatever relevant topics we're talking about. So they're kind of along for the ride. And that's not a bad thing, because it's fine to want to be educated. But it's a bad thing if you're uneducated and you're trying to assert your influence. It doesn't mean you can't have an opinion. It just means you have to be careful with your opinion. And you have to be careful how you're communicating that opinion to the other people who are involved, who are genuine experts. This may be your contractor, your CPA, whoever it is. If you're unprepared or uneducated, you need to do your homework, do your part to become educated. I mean, this applies for dentists too. But especially if you have a spouse or a sibling or a parent or whoever that's going to be involved, they've got to do that too. They have to put in the homework. Now, the flip side of that is that one of the other problems we see is an overestimation of their preparedness or their education. This is where we'll see somebody's husband is successful in the business world and they join the process because they think they can lend some insight into their spouse's startup process. What I would say about this is also there's a chance to misunderstand how transferable those skills outside of dentistry might be inside of dentistry. Not all business skills are transferable. I mean, even in dentistry, they're not transferable. This is why you see somebody run a beautiful one office location and then they try to satellite out and they fail at the satellite, because what skills are required to run a great office are not necessarily the same as what it takes to run two offices or five offices or 10 offices. So it's even more the case that if you have a spouse who is successful in banking, just because they were successful in banking doesn't mean they're going to be successful in this dental startup process. And again, here, it's probably about communication, about the spouse communicating with the other experts, people who are genuine subject matter experts. If they're trying to say, hey, I know what's going on, but they don't, then they just lose credibility and it kind of becomes annoying. The other problem we see is this misunderstanding. This is particularly in the transition process, so you're going to buy a practice. And we see spouses misunderstand the asset or assets that are being transferred. So, of course, when you're buying a practice, what's the most valuable asset? It's goodwill. You're paying a lot of money for this goodwill. And spouses have, well, I say spouses, but anybody involved has a very difficult time understanding what is goodwill? What does it mean? And how can it really help? And what it turns into is sometimes our family members do things that are counterproductive to preserving that goodwill or increasing the goodwill or what have you. They do things because they're seeing this pretty clinically. They see it as a price and they're trying to negotiate, and they don't understand the human element that's involved in the fact that these patients are under care by a provider they trust, and they're going to be transferred over to another provider that is trying to win trust. And sometimes our family members aren't understanding the connections these patients have with the seller, or the relationships the seller is going to still maintain, especially like if you're in a small town, or the seller still goes to the same church as all the patients, or whatever. Sometimes we see a gross miscalculation of what is being sold, and it's not productive. Now, that's when it doesn't go well. Those are the problems we see. We do, however, see very productive and successful family partners. When we see successful family partners, there's usually a couple of things that we observe. Number one is I feel like both people are participants. No one's just giving, especially the dentist, isn't just giving their family member carte blanche, hey, you handle this and let me know when it's over. That's usually a recipe for disaster. When both are participating and pretty open-minded and they converse about the issues, then that looks like it works a little more often. To that end, typically we think a most successful family partnership approach is where the client, and so the dentist, recognizes that they are making the final decision. So they might be kind of 50-50, but it's like 51-49. They're the final decision maker because they are going to be the business owner. And so that family member partner is in there to learn, to bounce ideas off of, ask good questions, things like that. But at the end of the day, the dentist is making the decision. The other one, it just makes common sense, but respectful. Is the family member respectful? Unfortunately, sometimes we're inclined to tell our family member participants, hey, people aren't liking you because you're not treating people with respect. You're the newcomer. You're the person who doesn't know things, but you're being disrespectful to people. It sounds like a conversation you'd have to have with your young teenager, but it is the case. And I feel that a lot of times what happens is somebody has success in maybe even high stakes negotiation, but some type of negotiation, or they have some notion of what a negotiation is supposed to look like. And they try to import that preconceived notion into this dental deal, and they do it in a way that's just not productive. It's not respectful. And they make enemies. Now you have people working against you. We just didn't have to have that scenario. And as an extension of that concept, successful family members don't burn relationships. They know that after they're done with this process, their spouse or sibling or whoever is going to be the one that owns the practice. So that person is going to have to continue working with the supply reps and the banker or the lawyer and the CPA. These family members understand that the relationships that the dentist is going to have post-closing, whether they're doing a startup or a transition, are going to be vital. So again, I want to make sure that we're respectful and that we recognize that family members can be very helpful. We've seen it. We've had some clients where we've been grateful that their family member has been a part of the process. But we've also seen situations where we have questioned the potential viability of that practice because of the dysfunction between the family members. So there's never going to be a rule that says no family members or yes family members. You just have to understand when family members and how family members. And if you do that, you're going to be okay. You might be able to actually capture some valuable insight from some great family members and still set yourself on course for great practice ownership. Well, that's all we have today. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you next time.